This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys with Tommy Yarish at DallasCowboys.com right here in the nation. Great to have you in. Segment brought to you by the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We'll get you with a little Monday Krusty's Corner coming up here at 340. But right now we head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our good buddy, DallasCowboys.com, Tommy Yarish, on a day where Micah Parsons and the entire squad were there with a little crawfish boil, doing it up. Brian Schottenheimer trying to win the hearts of his players already. Tommy, how's the day been?
Yeah, afternoon, fellas. I hope you guys are doing good. Yeah, absolutely. Shotty's getting off on the right foot with a lot of these guys, seemingly. Crawfish boil certainly is not a bad way to start, especially down here. I'm a northerner myself, so I've never been much of a crawfish guy, but I can imagine that I've learned that it's pretty popular down here, so I'm sure that was a big hit.
So the mandatory veteran minicamp starts June 10th to the 12th. So for a guy like Micah, that's when technically he would have to show up. He spent the last couple off seasons working out privately, but how important was it that he did show up today? I know everyone on the Cowboys beat. That was the headline story. It seemed Micah did show up where he did not last year.
Yeah, no, I think it is. It's a good step in the right direction, Zach. You know, I think that when you look at what Jerry Jones said at league meetings, that, you know, he wants to have total and complete satisfaction that he's got a commitment from Micah Parsons as a leader. I think stuff like this is what shows Jerry Jones, hey, okay, Micah Parsons is committed to being a leader for this team. And, you know, obviously there's a lot more things that are going to have to happen here these next couple of weeks, I think, to get to the finish line on this deal. But I would think it's more of a matter of when and not if that needs to happen. So you think about the leadership that the Cowboys have lost this offseason, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jordan Lewis. They need a leader, and they need a leader on the defensive side of the ball. And Micah Parsons is the name that comes to the forefront. Dak Prescott talked about it a little bit on Friday when he was at the Children's Cancer Fund Gala. You know, he said that he's very confident in Micah and what he can do. And, you know, who he is and what he wants to do is important as anything, and that's in being a leader. That's what stuck out to me from Dak, and, you know, having the confidence of Dak Prescott, who I would say is kind of the unequivocal voice of the locker room for Dallas, I think is a good start. And Micah showing up today for a volunteer workout is another step in the right direction, but I think there's, you know, still more work to be done.
All right, Yarish, you live in that building. What are the walls telling you right now about this draft?
I think that the walls in my head are telling me that wide receiver is probably the most likely option at 12 broadest. I think it just makes the most sense when you think about the guys that are going to potentially be there. And the two names that for me have come to the forefront are Matthew Golden and Terrell McMillan, wide receiver from Texas and Arizona, respectively. You know, I think that when you look at this offense, aside from CeeDee Lamb, the Cowboys need some help at wide receiver too. They need an explosive playmaker like Stephen Jones was telling us at league meetings. And I think both McMillan and Golden can fit that bill for the Cowboys. When you look at McMillan, I think he complements CeeDee really well because of his size and catch radius as a 50-50 ball guy. Go up and get it. That's what he's done his whole career, his whole life, really, going back to his high school days at Servite in California. He's got a volleyball background, so he uses that 6'5", 212 frame to his advantage. And then Golden, he's a blazer. Still needs to be a little bit more polished as a route runner, I think, but both of those guys can really give you a lot on the receiving side of things. I think McMillan makes more sense just because of from a body standpoint and what the Cowboys need on the outside and not necessarily in the slot, where Golden's played a little bit slot and outside. But McMillan's your outside guy. The Cowboys need an outside guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tommy, you covered Golden at Texas. Sell me on him right now.
Oh, well, I've covered Golden since, believe it or not, his days in high school at Klein Kane.
Ooh, wow.
He and Jaden Blue were high school teammates down there at Klein Kane. So two Texas guys there that finally reunited. Matthew Golden, I think, you know, he sold himself a little bit at the combine too by running a 4.29, and that surprised a lot of people. This is a guy who I think ran a 10.93 in the 100 as a junior in high school. So he has a track background, and that speed translates on film. He might not look like he necessarily runs 4.29 on film, but he's able to get past guys pretty quickly at the line of scrimmage. Like I mentioned, a little bit more of a little bit more polishing to be done as a route runner, but he cuts really well. His ball skills are great. I feel like when you turn on his film, it looks like he glides in his routes. And at the line of scrimmage, those first three or so steps when he needs to win, he wins pretty easily. Starts his routes well, high-end speed that is showcased after the catch, able to create that separation like I was talking about. Even against perfect coverage, he finds ways to win. You think back to that Georgia game in the SEC championship when Kirby Smart was jumping up there with him to try and pick off the ball. I think that was an excellent example of it. And then he has the ability, I think, to help as a return specialist. He didn't do it very much at Texas because guys either kicked the ball out of the end zone or kicked it away from him. But when he was at Houston before he transferred to Texas, he had two kickoff returns for touchdowns. So all of that, I think, can translate very well to the NFL level, whether it's with the Cowboys or not.
Tommy, do you think he was the MVP of Texas' playoff run last year?
Absolutely. I think 4th-and-13 alone is sells it for me. You know, you think about some of the greatest moments in Texas football history. That's going to live up there with one of them. And going into the playoff run, you think, okay, what does Isaiah Bond's health look like? Is he 100%? Can he get to that top-end speed that made him so special? And he never really did. And Matthew Golden stepped up when Texas needed it most, and he was the alpha that Texas needed. So, absolutely, he was the MVP. And I think, you know, the only other argument I think you could have would be Jahdae Barron, the corner. But he was kind of the MVP for the defense most of the season. But absolutely, Matthew Golden was big for them down the stretch.
Tommy, what do you feel like is the Cowboys' thoughts on where they stand with Mazi Smith right now? How much of a pressing need is it, do you think it is in their minds, to upgrade from him on the interior of the defensive line?
Well, I get the sense that Matt Eberflus likes Mazi Smith a lot. You know, he's more of a three-tech guy himself, Eberflus is, in terms of what he wants to be the engine of his defense. But he likes himself some one-techs, too. He had a couple of good ones in Chicago. It never really amounted to much, but in terms of wins, but from a run defense standpoint, the Bears defended the run pretty well with Matt Eberflus when he was the defensive play caller.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, as far as upgrading goes, I think you look at the additions they made in free agency and they can say, okay, well, we bolstered up the defensive line up front to help our run game with bringing guys like Solomon Thomas into the room. But you certainly look at this draft class and say, wow, this is a pretty loaded defensive tackle group. And I think they've said that too. Stephen Jones and Brian Schottenheimer both told us at league meetings that they love the depth in the defensive tackle room. So I think one tech is certainly an area where they get a guy and try to push Mozzie Smith, not necessarily replace him. I think it's a little bit too early in his career to be thinking about that, but you're absolutely right that a step needs to be made in the right direction for him. So I think that you look at this group now, the question would be how early do you want to go and get a one tech guy and who's on the board there for you? It is deep, but how deep do you want to let it go? When does the run happen on defensive tackles? Those are all questions that Dallas needs to answer, considering some of the other needs they've got across the board too.
Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, we've talked the receivers, and obviously Genty's a guy that we would love. I mean, the mock drafts early on, it was Genty. Then it's like he's not going to be there. Then it was Tet McMillan. Now you've got Golden that's getting a lot of hype. Let's say, for just argument's sake, all three are gone. Is there another name that you think could be in play that maybe we're not talking about enough at number 12 for the Cowboys?
Ooh, well, I think trade back is in play there, but that's going to be harder to come by. I'll give you two that could, just, you know, based off of assumption, really. You know, you look at what this team needs in terms of outside of the skill position players, right? You look at guys on the edges that are isolated one-on-one, offensive tackles, defensive ends. I think one name that could surprise you would be Armon Membu from Missouri. If he drops to number 12, he's kind of got that versatility to play tackle or guard, I feel like. Super athletic, uses it well in the run and pass game. And this is a team that right guard spot is open for competition. And based on how good they feel about the guys that they've got in that room determines whether or not, hey, okay, if all three of our guys are gone and Membu slides to number 12, I think you're looking at a pretty good potential option there at your right guard spot. And then the other one would be Jihad Campbell. I think Jihad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama, is a really interesting case study for this, because I would say he's linebacker one in this class, but I feel like there are some teams that have him higher than folks in the media. I'm not saying that Dallas does. I'm just saying in general across the league. I feel like there are teams that have him higher because he can do so much for you from sideline to sideline as a linebacker. But I really love what he's able to do as a pass rusher too. He gets on the quarterback, off the edge pretty quickly, and can just do a whole lot for you as that kind of chess piece on the defensive side. I think Jihad Campbell is what a lot of people think Jalen Walker from Georgia is. I think Walker's more of an edge rusher, doesn't have the linebacking ability that Campbell does, but I think he's a really good all-around football player. So if the Cowboys think that too, that's another guy that I would keep an eye on there at 12.
Talking with Tommy Yarish at DallasCowboys.com here on The Fan. When Dak says that he could play today if the Cowboys were playing a game, from a health-wise standpoint, are you buying that?
I'm buying it. Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm not saying it's a good thing if he could play today. You know, I think that what stood out from that conversation was him following up with saying, okay, I could play a game if I needed to today, but the goal for me is to play 17 games. So just because he can play today doesn't necessarily mean that he's 100% fully recovered, ready to get out of the gates and go. I think Dak Prescott needs to reach the point where he is 100% and can feel like he can play 17 games if he wants to return to the 2023 version and not what we saw at the start of the year from Dak Prescott. And so mobility is going to be a big part of that. And that's why it's so important that he gets closer to that 100% than, say, you know, capping out by the start of the season at 85 or 90% in terms of his health, just because mobility is such a big part of his game. Not necessarily, you know, getting out and scrambling for 8-10 yards whenever he can, but he's been his best on play action when he's moving the pocket and moving around the field. So that aspect of it is going to be really important, and that's why I think it's more important for him to get to 100%. But no, I do buy that he could probably play a game today if he needed to.
Are you getting the call up for the Draft 101 on Thursday night with the Whataburger and all the Tolos coming out here answering draft questions?
As far as I know, I'm invited. I mean, you guys got to tell me if I'm not invited.
Oh man, you're in.
You got a spot, Tommy.
You're in. You're going to answer all the questions. We're going to eat Whataburger while you answer questions.
You just sit in the back with me and eat some Whataburger, Tommy, and we'll heckle Walchuk and Broadus during the proceedings.
Oh, man. Well, that sounds good to me. But no, I'm looking forward to being there and hanging out with you guys and the Tolos. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited for it.
Heck yeah. You're a beast. We appreciate it, Tommy. Have a great day.
All right, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys.
Tommy Yars, DallasCowboys.com, right here in the G-Bag Nation. And your path to the draft right here on The Fan is brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday, April 24th for our annual draft party. I'll be in Grapevine. Looking forward to that. Always a great time. Maybe the greatest party of the year. One of the things that I circle on the calendar every single year, I look forward to it. So,
the way you punish wings,
it's beautiful.
It has to be at a loss for them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like, hey, if Eric is there anything.
You know they hate to see Eric coming.
That's what I'm saying, Lucius. Lucius, like, I was, the other day, like, I was so grateful you came in to get your plate. You know, you're respectful about it. You put your wings on there. You kind of, hey, thanks,
you're
Brian.
You're respectful about it.
And Eric just, like, Eric eats a bunch of wings, goes away. And then comes back. It's like, has everybody got their plate? And then he just dives on in again.
That's when he turns on his little vacuum. Just
yeah. My man eats wings at a alarming rate.
The waiters are always surprised on draft night when I circle back for a fifth time and place another order. They're like, really?
Are these all
are you serious?
Do you ever take any to go?
Absolutely. Yeah. That final order is thinking, I'm now thinking about tomorrow.
Yeah, the draft's about to end, and you're thinking, how can I get one more order out of these folks?
So did the barbecue and the blue cheese, that ended up being a good mix?
It was interesting. I'm glad Lucius brought it up.
Yeah, man.
He's right.
Right zing on it. You know what I mean?
It did. It absolutely did, yeah.
All right, Krusty's bringing the zing. Krusty's Corner's coming up next.
Hey, guys, let me tell you what. There's some players flying up this draft board. I'm going to go through some of them names. We'll do that next.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.